you got. My mind and my body. But then one thing I say, it always needs me.
This world shall know pain.
What is up, people of the internet? It is time for Chibi No Podcast. You got me, David the Smash Fan.
Mr.
And Jafarian, what's up?
And if you hear that delay, that means that we are actually not in person today. We are recording over the interwebs because of sickness.
COVID. Well, the reason why that was delayed was I stepped away and then went to get my water. So I put my headphones on right when you said your name.
Well, there's that too. Funny story, because I was talking to Mr. Mister today, because my mama got sick and she's sick with COVID. She's good though. She's on the positive end. And I went to go drop off my dog to get her hair appointment or haircut, and then grabbing some breakfast for everyone, and. I called Mr. Mister to see what he wanted, and I called him Kobe, or I called him like Make a Wish Kid. He got mad, but then he started getting mad at Japorion.
For what? I wasn't even there.
Yeah, because you or Bonza gave me COVID, you fuck.
Dude, I wasn't sick.
I'm joking. You've been sick for like a week.
No, I would say after. I got the
Caite.
It's true.
I'm speaking Spanish. You know that's serious.
Caite, oh, yeah, you know. Romper tu.
Okay, I didn't understand the last part.
I cut myself off.
Romper. I'm just kidding. But anyway, if this is your first time. Yeah. If this is your first time listening to Chimino Podcast, we're just a bunch of guys talking about nerdy stuff. And that's what we're going to do today. We are going to talk about nerdy stuff. We haven't done this in a while where we focused on a lot of news. But there's actually a lot of big stuff that has happened in the past, like, in the past week. There's always news, but we actually do want to talk about. So, the first piece of news, I'm going to have Japorion introduce it, because he's actually the one that brought it up to us just minutes before we started recording.
Oh, yeah. So a couple of episodes ago, we talked about how Daredevil was being, they had to like reboot everything, clearing house from Disney executives, ideally to have a proper way to present the show. Something that the show was missing, that a lot of Marvel shows were missing, is showrunner, somebody who oversees the show itself. And they recently announced that they are actually going to hire the guy who directed The Punisher.
Yep.
As the showrunner. I'm trying to remember the name.
It's Dario Scardapane. I don't know if I said that right, but that's what it says here online.
First name?
Dario?
Dali.
Oh, my God. No,
But yeah, he wrote, and he was executive producer for the Netflix Marvel, The Punisher. So this is kind of cool. So they're actually bringing somebody from the Netflix shows to actually handle all of this. I'm a little bit surprised. Good. Because I was hoping to have some the main showrunners from the Netflix show to handle the show. But hey, at least it's somebody from that same universe, I'm guessing. But I think it's going to be cool. In addition to that, they also hired the directors from Loki and Moon Knight to direct a couple episodes. So it seems like it's going in the right direction. So we'll see.
Well, that's what's the word? That's what it looks like, you know. I am cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, I mean,
because Kathleen is kind of a see you next Tuesday.
Kathleen? She's not in this anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. She put her dirty fingers all over it before.
This year, everything else. So they actually hopefully are setting things right. We just have to wait and see. It might take a little bit of time until we actually get to see it. Maybe next year, at the end of next year, or the following year or so.
Yeah,
I mean, are they still doing the strike too for the voice actors? Or not voice actors, for the actors?
Yeah, still going.
Yeah, that's still going on. So
it might be delayed for a little bit longer then.
Yeah, which, yeah, it's holding a lot of things at different projects. And I think even offers, from what I've been hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Offers, like, what do you mean?
Okay, so this is just take it with a grain of salt. But for what I've been hearing is that they already have people to be cast as the Fantastic Fours. They haven't sent the offers to the actors because of the strikes. But they have some potential names in there as well. So,
do we have any do we have any rumored names?
Jessica Alba reprising her role as Susan.
No, she's too old, bro.
Yeah, you know, there has been a couple of rumored names. I'm trying to remember ones that stuck out the most. The one I remember is Miss Fantastic. They're asking the girl who was in the new Mission Impossible. I'm trying to remember her name. She's the blonde chick from Mission Impossible.
I've never, I haven't seen any of the new ones, so I have no idea who it would be.
I'm lost.
Well, she does look the part, though. I'm trying to remember. I think her name is, I'm looking it up. I don't remember her name. But anyways.
From Mission Impossible?
I don't know her name.
Yeah, from the new Mission Impossible.
Ah, interesting.
I'm trying to remember.
Well, yeah, Vanessa Noella Kirby?
I think that sounds to be right. Yeah, I think so. Vanessa Kirby. And in addition to that, they actually have some names for the Flaming Torch, who I think is going to be, and this, like I said, this ticket with the green assault is the guy from Stranger Things, the rocker dude.
Oh, okay.
The who dude?
I don't remember his name. I'm really bad with names at the moment. But what I did hear is that they also have a name for Mr. Fantastic. And this is weird. For what it's been, the rumors are they're going to give it to Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal?
What? Right. I know. That's what I first. My reaction is this, like, wait, what? He already was a Marvel character.
And he's also super old.
Right, but what they're hoping is for him to actually reject the offer, and they're going to choose a person of color. And when I heard this, it's like...
That sounds so stupid!
But when I was like looking at the name that they were trying to bring, I was like, okay, maybe it makes sense. The guy they were trying to bring is Dev Patel.
I don't know who that is.
Yes, he's the guy who is in Slumdog Billionaire. And also... what's the name of a movie that you guys probably have seen? Chappie. He's the Indian dude. He's a world famous actor.
Nope.
Is it the guy from Deadpool?
No, not him.
Oh, that he'd be cool. I would want him.
No, but this guy he's a great actor though. And I seen some concept art of what he looked like if he were to have like long hair and a beard, and I don't know. Now, we'll see. This is just rumors. But like I said, nothing has been set in stone. I know from been hearing that they have all the parts. They just have to wait until this whole actor strike ends so they can actually give offers. And it will be up to the actors to accept them.
I think that's kind of dumb. I mean, if that rumor is true about the Jake Gyllenhaal thing, that's kind of dumb. Like, we want him to reject it, but we're going to ask him anyway. Like, that's kind of stupid.
Dude, so many names have been out in there. Adam Driver to Mr. Fantastic, which I don't see that, honestly. They also brought, like, Matt Smith to also play...
Matt Smith?
Mr. Fantastic. Yeah. He is, people that I know, he's the one of the doctors in Doctor Who, and also in Morbius.
Yeah, he's the dancing dude.
The antagonist. Yeah.
So, love yeah, God, so
some of the names are, like, horrible. And... as much as I want, I really wish they could bring John back to be the Mr. Fantastic that we...
Oh, from from Doctor Strange, yeah.
Yeah. But we'll see. I mean, I'm just hoping for all of this to be over so I can start watching some of the movies that I really want, because most of the movies that I wanted to watch have been pushed to the next year.
Right. Well, we'll see what happens. Just to kind of piggyback on on what you were talking of. Sorry, you were talking about Kathleen Turner. So funny thing about that is the South Park is doing this thing called Joining the Pandaverse. And basically, they're talking about Kathleen Turner. So I haven't seen the episode yet. I need to watch, but I don't have Paramount Plus, and I don't want to pay for it. But essentially, Eric is having these like nightmares about Kathleen Kennedy and about her changing, like, you know, stuff about movies or stuff about life. And so basically in the show...
No, basically changing characters to be a woman and gay and lame is what he says.
Yeah, and a person of color. And so in the show, you see like Cartman become a black lady. I think Kenny's an Asian one, and Kyle is a Indian Native American, and I think Stan is Latina,
something like that.
But it is hilarious. Like, Ms. Misty can go into like what happened with South Park, with Disney, and why, and like you tell the story, because that was pretty funny. You told me yesterday. About them and so Disney. So
basically, it's been ages for a long time. South Park has been like under fire from Disney executives and the CEOs, and basically a lot of things like cease and desist, threats, and all this stuff. And pretty much all of it got shut out from the judge and everybody else because of how South Park does their stuff. They tell you right at the front of the every episode, from day one, from the first episode to now, you know, 20 years later, 20 plus years later, it's like this show is intended for mature audiences. All people that are, you know, public figures, famous people, blah blah blah, are depicted horribly. Do not take this seriously. No one should watch this show. They tell you at the very end, no one should watch this show. Like, don't watch this show. And basically how they had the verbiage there, they can get away with it. And I guess with like, I can't remember like what it is, but like whatever contract it is with TVs and national TV and all this other stuff, South Park is basically like the what's the rock band from the 80s?
Motley Crue? No.
Motley Crue. They're the Motley Crue of TV shows where they're the only ones who can do this. Pretty much. They are immune to literally everything. That's why they can't get canceled. That's why they can't do it. They're literally immune to all of this. Because they hate on the left side and the right side and the center. They if they can bash on you, they'll bash on you. On whatever political side you're on or whatever views you have. an example. When the whole Scientology thing came about, one of their creative writers signed up to be a Scientologist, paid the highest amount to get in and learn about Scientology to make that episode. So they basically told you what they teach you in Scientology in the highest level you get for free with this episode. And then Scientologists started suing them, but the whole thing got shut down because they said, hey, we have all this. We told you don't watch it. We tell people don't watch it. Same thing with Disney. They did this to Disney, told Disney to fuck off. And so what they decided to do was when they heard that they're making the Snow White movie, and then the Daily Wire is making a Snow White, which is weird. Anyways, I'm not gonna get into that. They're like, you know what, we want to make a Pandaverse, like Snow White parody thing. So they're making the Pandaverse, and they went to the heads of Comedy Central's like, yep, approved. And then they went to Disney themselves and told them, this is what we're gonna do, and you can't do anything about it. They told basically Disney to fuck off. Which I love. I like just slow clap every time I hear that. It's wonderful.
So someone's gonna bite the bullet, buy Paramount Plus, or wait to, I don't know, find a way to watch it, because I do want to see it, because I've heard good things about the episode. So,
well, you know, Abby, you know what would be hilarious is if they did the same thing like they did in with Scientologist, where they got somebody that watched the Snow White movie from Disney and show it before, you know, like do it in the cartoon, like in South Park's animation. Like, this is how the Disney Snow White's gonna be, because that's how they did it when they told you about Scientology in big bold letters and where they're telling you the story of Scientology. Like, this is what Scientologists really believe in.
Yeah,
that would be hilarious if they said this is really the plot to Snow White in the Disney version.
We'll have to see. I think one of the funniest things, I mean, in the clips that I've seen is when you see Carmen look like Kathleen Kennedy. It is hilarious.
Yeah, it's like, so we want to remake Aladdin. Like, this is, you know, a joke. Like, we want to remake Aladdin, but the lead guy we're looking for, he just doesn't want to. Like, no, make him a lesbian, a woman, gay, and lame.
Yeah, that's basically the whole thing.
So this chick, Kathleen Kennedy, it's like,
She ruined Star Wars.
She ruined Star Wars, and then they put her into Disney. And now she's going to ruin Disney, too.
I think she's actually fired now. Yeah, she's fired now, I believe.
Yeah.
But her damage has already been done, so. Can't do much about that now. But I can't wait to watch. It's going to be funny. But yeah, I wanted to insert that because we were talking about Daredevil and Disney, that I had to bring this up because it looks like it's gonna be hilarious, but yeah. Anyway, let's move on to the next one. So, for those of you that have Crunchyroll, you will be very happy to know that their catalog is actually now on Amazon Prime. So, I don't think you have. So, I have Amazon Prime, but I don't have a Crunchyroll account. My Crunchyroll account, I use Mr. Mister's. So if he had his Amazon Prime, now I would be able to watch all of Crunchyroll on Amazon Prime. I haven't seen if it's easier to navigate through it. I would assume it's easier to navigate through Crunchyroll, but I think it's pretty cool that they're expanding.
Yeah,
it's inside the Amazon Prime app, right?
Yeah, it's inside the app.
But the thing, I only did like 5 minutes of research, so I don't know if there is a way. But I have not had a chance to connect my account to Amazon Prime. Like, when I go to the Amazon Prime app on my TV, I cannot connect to my account. It makes me want to sign up.
That's weird.
There probably is a way, but I did not do enough research. I just saw that was weird, and I tried. I did, like, a little bit of Googling, but I didn't get an answer. But that was literally day one, so maybe somebody's found it now. But, like, as of now, and maybe it has been fixed, hopefully somebody can correct me, you can't connect your existing Crunchyroll account to your Amazon Prime account.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
as of right now, I don't know.
I just saw a video that whenever you go into the Amazon app, you have to confirm your Crunchyroll plan, and you have to select it, what tier you want to do it is.
But that's weird.
Yeah. So, like, so I said, I don't know how to do that. I think maybe you have to cancel your old one and do that. That would be my only thing. Because, I mean, if you look at it in a business standpoint, you'd be like, look how many new people joined Crunchyroll through Amazon. Where it's like, okay, I canceled my old one so I could do it for this one. Okay, that works. Let's say it's like that. But so it would look good on paper. That's my assumption. Oh. So they probably for the first couple of months, they're going to do that. And then after that, it's like, oh, you can connect your old account to Prime.
So I guess in the meantime, don't cancel your account yet.
No.
Yeah, please do not do that.
Or you know, if you because I know a lot of people with smart TVs, the only way you can watch Crunchyroll is on a Sony TV, or if you have a the Google, what are they called? The Google thing that you connect to the back of the TV. Yeah, Chromecast. Then you can, obviously you get Crunchyroll, but if you don't have any of those two, then you have to do it that way. If you want to try for Crunchyroll, do that. Then you're good at least.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't like it right now, but they'll probably do a fix in it in the next couple of coming months.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. But cool. Other piece of big news recent news, I guess. Like, I don't know if you big, I don't know. But the final season, or sorry, the second part of the final part of the final season of Attack on Titan, that second trailer came out. telling us that it's coming out. What is it, November 3rd? 4th. November 4th.
Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, I do. Come on. Come on, Mr.
Can't believe that they freaking give you the final season, the final episode, part 4.
Dude, but the hype is real, though.
I don't give a fuck.
Let me tell you why. Well, I know you, but like all over Japan, on the official account on X, I was going to say Twitter, they've been posting like a countdown, and every particular countdown has like a new illustration of the show to promote it. And what's really cool, the guys who are doing the opening for the first season of Attack on Titans are coming back to do the opening for this last episode. Yeah. Link Horizon. So it should be fun. It's going to be long. It's about 85 minutes. So it's basically a movie. And I don't know why they didn't address this as a movie itself rather than an episode.
But you know what they could have done? Made more money and just made it into a movie, released it in theaters and done it that way. Because they're greedy.
They might.
Fuckers.
They can do both. They can do both.
Don't give them that. They're not going to do it now. They only have a week left. They're not going to do it now. It's too late.
You never know. They could just be like, oh, what? We're actually going to be in theaters as well if you want to watch it with...
Shut up!
I'm just saying it could happen.
It's true. They're dealing with a lot of shows as well. Didn't Dragon Ball just recently got a, like, they're showing the movie again?
The 10th anniversary, but that's through Fathom Events. Fathom Events... That's how they make their money.
Not Dragon Ball. Think about in Japan, though. They actually have most of the releases of anime, the big names, they usually release it on IMAX on 4D. So, they could.
I want to see Godzilla Minus One in IMAX 4D.
Gotta wait till December 1st.
Nothing's been confirmed in these states, though. They
confirmed. Are you sure? UK, I thought it was.
In Ireland or something like that.
I swear they said that it's for sure coming into the U.S. that same date.
Let's see.
Well, anyway, as you look into that, I'm super excited for it. Just to end, I want to know. I'm really intrigued and interested in what they're going to do with the ending. If they're going to add something or if it's... I just kind of want to know because I think we talked about this, but the anime is the definitive version of how you want to see or know about Attack on Titan. Just because even the mangaka has said like this is the best way to see it because I mean he you can see his artwork like when he was in chapter one was really actually kind of terrible and he got a lot better. You know, by the end, but the anime has always been consistent with their animations since day one. There's been some pickups here and there, but overall they've been very consistent, very good.
But yeah.
Yeah, so I'm interested to see what they're gonna do. I mean,
and look at the trailer though, the animation looks on point.
It does. I mean there have been some news coming out from MAPPA though. Of like, I mean, there's always been conditions, right? The working conditions of the animators and stuff. But I guess there's other stuff that's happening with MAPPA. I mean, I don't know. I've just kind of heard things here and there, but hopefully they're getting what they're
not getting paid.
It's more like how much they were working, which is nothing new, but it still kind of sucks how much you're hearing they're working. So, but I don't know. We'll see.
But that actually applies to all of the animation of how everything is being treated in Japan because animators don't make too much money. They make really low money overall in Japan.
Which is ridiculous.
So stupid. They deserve a lot more.
They do. But, well, hopefully they can get more money because they deserve it. They gave us great, great animations.
Technically, these are the Koreans and Chinese that are doing the animation for them.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, anyways, continue on.
A lot more.
So we're going to talk about two things. So BlizzCon, first of all, a lot of stuff are happening the first weekend of November. So first of all, we're having Attack on Titan, right? But I believe Isayama's also releasing like a bonus chapter, right? That weekend as well. Right? I heard something like that they're... Anyway... That's happening that weekend, and also that weekend is going to be BlizzCon. So November 3rd and 4th in Anaheim.
And also a performance happening this year.
Yeah, so which is we're talking about that too as well. But BlizzCon, I've never been there. I've never been there. I've never had any intentions of going, but I've always heard of. What, do you play anything from Blizzard?
No, not anymore, but I used to.
No, get out of here.
Still, like, I mean, I'm a big fan of Diablo. I used to play that game a lot. I haven't played a new one. That's the one I can remember at the very moment. I mean, I don't care about Overwatch. I already told you. You guys know this. But I think having the experience itself, it would be really awesome just to be a part of that conference.
Well, you either pay $300 for general admission or $800 for a portal pass, which is basically you could get an exclusive portal pass lounge, which has like private viewing lounge, concierge support, Blizzard employee meet and greets, gameplay experiences. You get a separate registration line, separate security line, and early convention entry on Friday and Saturday in the lounge only, which is $800. No, thank you. I don't want to pay $300 for that or $800. Like, that is
weird.
Well, what you do is you just have to get a friend and get that friend to get you in. That's the goal.
Yeah, I don't think that's how this works. There's no way that would work. But if you want to see this,
I'm gonna give it a shot. I actually have a friend who works at Blizzard.
They'll get you a free ticket, a free portal pass ticket.
I don't know. Like, let's see what if she can give me some options. It's really close from here too. But I mean, I could try. If nothing happens, at least I try.
Okay, but you can also get have it. They're gonna live stream it, and unlike New York Comic Con, which doesn't show you shiz, the virtual ticket will feature in-game goodies. I don't know exactly what that is, but early access to BlizzCon merchandise, and they actually will show what they show in the panels. So, New York Comic Con, please take note.
Are they going to announce a new phone game?
Oh my gosh! If they do that, people would be so pissed. What was it? Was it the Diablo one, right? That they did the phone game on?
I think so.
Oh, people were so pissed. Everyone was booing. They're like, doesn't everyone have a smartphone? I'm like, oh my gosh, why? Why are you doing this to your fans? Well, with what your partner was saying, right, that there's going to be a performance. So there's going to be a performance by a K-pop group called Les Seraphim, which I'm not too familiar with their music. Are you Japorion?
I am.
Okay.
I am by...
I know you said your wife was, but I didn't know about you.
She loves it. I like it. I don't love them, but I do like their songs here and there. Let's see. Where to start? So it's the same company that actually it's the same company that started BTS as well. And they also have a group of many different contestants, two Japanese and three Korean members. They're doing pretty good. They're actually expanding quite a lot, and people are hoping to come to the States. My wife wants to go to the concert. But anyways, they recently released a video with a collaboration with Overwatch.
Yep.
Which is called Perfect Night.
And go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, like, I wanted to hear your perspective for somebody who has never heard of that and watching the video.
I mean, I don't really remember the music of it, whether it's good or not. I was mainly looking at what the concept of Overwatch 2 was. Essentially, in the video, I mean, it's basically just them singing and them trying to go, I believe it's to BlizzCon, because it kind of, you know, that this is what they're going to perform. But they have five characters of the game that represent, I'm assuming, represent each one of the girls. Don't know them too well, but the characters that are in the music video are Brig, Brigitte, Kiriko, Diva, Tracer, and Sombra. And they all look very different. They all look very with like very different style, like more K-pop-ish style. And I'm assuming, and I think Japan was saying the same thing, that I believe that when there's going to be announcements right at BlizzCon, I'm assuming that they're going to say that these costumes that are in the music video will be available as skins at on Overwatch. Hopefully they're not like ridiculously expensive, because there's been a whole big issue with how they sell their in-game skins. Like, you can't get merchandise, you can't get coins to purchase them, like these special bundles. You have to pay money for it, and we're in the middle of a battle pass right now. So I'm hoping that they do some sort of like event, because they've been saying this is Le Sserafim and Overwatch together. I'm hoping they do maybe some sort of event where you can win all these skins by doing certain things in the game, or they have a certain game mode that allows you to obtain these tickets. I'm hoping. I don't know, though. But we'll know November 3rd and 4th when they produce, or when they perform, and when Overwatch has their panel. But I don't know what.
Stream it?
Stream the panel?
Yeah,
man. I'll be busy, so I won't be able to watch it.
I don't give enough of a damn.
Wow.
I don't. It's over. It's Blizzard.
Well, it's true. Yeah, no. Blizzard has a lot of repetition a lot because of what happened with their old controversies and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And even from what I've been hearing about the whole Overwatch 2 fiasco as well, too.
Yep, they've been having fiascos.
It's funny because a lot of people, I'll say this though, just to like, to get people to like relax about it, because people are like, look what Microsoft's doing since they got Activision. Like, you know, all this stuff was already set in place before Microsoft fully took control of everything. So this is just all what they had to do. So it's like, this is all that's needed to be done. So like, you can't get upset about it. It's just funny how people get so mad. It's like, this is already said and done. Like, this, they had no control over this until the day that they took over the reins, but they can't change anything that's already been set in motion. Yep. So if you really want to see if they change anything, wait till next year on BlizzCon, and they'll be like, oh, Blizz, let's say, you know, they make the tickets cheap. Next year, BlizzCon tickets are $200, and then the whatever one you talked about is now $600. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm hoping with the acquisition that Microsoft has done for getting Blizzard, that they will be able to fix a lot of things that Blizzard has done wrong, both in-game and with their environment, their work environment, and, you know, how they treat their employees. Hopefully all that is better. That's the hope, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So I do wonder, let's see, how the performance is going to be. Meaning with the group that's going to be performing, because I've been hearing that even though, like, a lot of people are giving praise to this, because why not? There's a lot of hate. People have not heard any K-pop. It's like, what is this? I don't like this.
It's kind of funny, so, because, like, they've been having so much K-pop with mainly Overwatch. I don't know about anyone else. Or not Overwatch. It was League of Legends too, huh? Well, like, that stuff has been around for a while for a lot of games. So it's like, why is it any different for Blizzard to do the same thing when it, you know, gets people, you know, going? It's like, it's just people being, you know, I'm going to say it's like, they're being racist, because it's like, why does it have to be Korean? Or, you know, it's like, you think you're going to get Katy Perry for fucking doing this shit, or Madonna or whatever? We don't want fucking 80-year-old Madonna. We don't want ugly-looking Katy Perry nowadays. You want some good-looking Korean shit. Like,
manufacturing. No, even the fact they're bringing music into this, it's kind of weird. Like, remember when the Pokemon did, like, their anniversary collection, and they had, like, different artists from around the America to
Post Malone and all that stuff, too? Yeah, I mean, it was not bad, though. I think it was fine. I didn't have an issue with it.
Didn't Ed Sheeran make a song for Pokemon too?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Ed Sheeran. He did a song for Pokemon. I can't remember what it was for. He did.
Him. Oh, Bad Bunny also did something for it as well. Like,
yeah, they did.
Ed Bunny did a song for Simpsons, and nobody complained about it.
That was cool, though.
But I'm just saying, like, why are people getting upset now?
I don't know. People love to hate.
I can tell you why, because at any particular moment, people are going to complain about it.
Yeah, but like,
there's always going to be complainers. But yeah, now but that like, the internet is more like big, people are going to be like, you're going to hear it a lot more.
Yeah, but it's just pointless. It's like, you can complain, but guess what? This is going to bring people in. This is going to make people more excited. Or if the song is a bop and a half, it's going to make it even better. So it's like, I don't get it. Do you not like for anybody? Like, I'm not saying you in particular, but like, is it like, do you not like it because you don't understand what they're saying? Or do you feel like, what is it? Oh, I'm a metalhead through and through. Diablo's metal. But now they got this K-pop bullshit coming here with these little girls. Fucking lame. It's like, bro, get over yourself.
Yeah.
What's funny?
Get over yourself.
You just threw IDX the great example.
Like, those are the stupidest people in the world. They need to get their assholes blown out by eating some bad food.
But what's funny, though, is that this song, I believe, I mean, I haven't listened to it enough, but I believe at least a part of it or half of it is in English anyway.
Well, then it's even less of an issue to be crying about.
I don't know. People just like to cry about things. But it's funny. I mean, like, if you watch...
You guys have, like, podcast world complainers in here.
Yeah, I know.
So it's the...
have you seen... I don't know if you've seen this, Jeporian, or maybe Mr. has, but, like, different esports, like League of Legends, mostly, but Overwatch had them too, but, like, they have, like, these... the player intros, like, when they come in, when they say their name... And one guy, I think it was for League of Legends, he'd always come in with like a K-pop dance or from someone. He did Super Shy. He did, what's that called? OMG. He did something from Misamo. It's hilarious. Like, that's his thing. Like, he loves K-pop. So they always love watching him come in with to see what dance he's going to do when they introduce him. I have to send you the video. It's pretty funny. But like, I mean, tons of people, even the players, professional players love K-pop or, you know, I mean, not to say like, I mean, we don't want to exclude anyone, but like it's gone big. You can't deny that K-pop, whether you'd like it or not, it's gone big. That's why BTS is huge here. That's why tons of other K-pop groups are trying to break into the American market. I mean, we talked about Psy years ago, right? Because of him, you know, it made it possible. Not to say that they weren't K-pop groups before that were popular, but that's kind of what broke it, because I think he got like number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 in the US.
He proved that you can get big without being without you don't like you can be big in the US too with your music. So like,
yeah,
and it's good on them. Just people just being assholes.
Yeah. So
it took a while, but they finally did it.
Well, yeah, he was the pioneer. So that was like 10 plus years ago.
Well, actually, you might say that, but there are other people that have attempted that before that.
He succeeded it. There's attempts and they're succeeding. He succeeded.
I think all of that is because of the internet, right? YouTube was the biggest actor into providing that. And I think that opened up a lot of gates into connecting a lot of, like, you know, how the world is being seen by others, not only in your current location, but worldwide as well.
Yep.
So
yay for K-pop.
That's right. K-pop fans unite.
Yeah. I'm only a Twice fan. Not K-pop. Anyway.
You just mentioned like 3 songs that are not from Twice. Or 3 groups that are not from Twice.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean I listen to them. I know what they are, but I don't listen to them.
No.
I don't listen to them at all, so I don't know what you're talking about.
So anyway, we have we do need to talk about a few things. So we want to talk about Loki. So we actually haven't talked about Loki, I don't think at all, for the past month that it's been on. I think we mentioned that we were watching it, but aside from that, we haven't said anything at all about it. And episode 4 aired just a few days ago. And as far as I know, the people that were able to see Loki early only got to see the first 4 episodes. So now from episode 5 and 6, at least for those, even those that got to watch it early, don't know what's going to happen. And I want to talk a little bit about it because Japoria and I watch it, and it's... To be honest, it's been really slow overall. Like, not overall, it's been kind of slow. I do want to say that the episode 4 was a really, really big episode. I was like, what the freak just happened? And Jeporin was on Discord when I was watching it with Boricua Senpai, but Jeporin wasn't really paying attention, and he wasn't watching with us. He was just on Discord, just playing Spider-Man. I was laughing. I was like, what the freak just happened? Because it subverted my expectation. I was like, what the freak happened? And so I'm interested to see what happens. But I did want to talk about it. It's been a few days, and I know Miss Mercer doesn't care about spoilers because he's not going to watch Loki anyway. So I wanted to talk really about...
Spoilers already. He doesn't need to.
Oh, yeah, that's
he already knows it.
So I want to talk to a little bit about Loki, like what we've thought about it. What do you think is going to happen in these final two episodes? Because there's only two episodes left, right?
Yep.
Okay, so let's talk about it. So, Loki, I want to say it's been kind of... Again, like I said, overall, it's been kind of meh. I think the first three episodes, to me, it just wasn't... To me, nothing was really happening. They were just kind of just spinning the wheels in the mud in the same place. And nothing was going on. And I think the biggest thing that got to me was the fact that they introduced a variant of Kang, right? We were actually introduced to Kang back in Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumanium. And in the end of that movie, you haven't seen it, spoilers, but if you haven't seen that, Kang is defeated, but the assumption or the... They're implying that he was able to escape and go to a different place in time. And then in the after credit scene or mid credit scene, you see Jonathan Majors, who plays Kang. He's in like this 1800s and he's talking, and you see Loki and oh my gosh. Mobius in the crowd watching him talk about this item, and you see Loki scared, and we're like, oh crap, this is where the variant went, this is where he is. And so we had to wait like what, a year before we even get answers for Loki season 2. We get there and it's not him, and again they subverted expectation. But to me, I was like, why did they show this at all then at Ant-Man and Quantumania? Because like, you show it as a mid-credit scene, then the assumption would be that this is a connection to how he's still alive, but it's not. It's another variant. And it I don't know. For me, it kind of was meh, the way that they made this. I don't know about you, Jeporion. I know you're mostly opposite of what I think, but I want to hear what you were thinking when you saw this reveal.
On this episode?
Episode 3 was the reveal of Kang, or of, what's his name, Thomas Crowley?
No, Victor Timely.
Victor Timely, Thomas Crowley. I was way off. Victor Timely.
I'm going to say, I would like to formulate like a final review on this, but I can't because it's not over yet, but it's keeping me intrigued. Especially what they did at the very last part in this, the latest episode.
Right.
Without spoiling anything. I think it felt like they're making a couple of risks. And I want to know what happens next. So, I don't know what exactly it means. It's going to be for better or for worse. But right now, I'm still like, okay, I need to watch to see what happens in the next episode. I got to say, the episode 3, I was mostly confused because I watched that with you as well, too, like, things are kind of weird. Things are very shambly. But as I started watching the new episode, it kind of made more sense to me. And yeah, I guess mentioning too big into it, I don't know what's going to happen next. But for sure, something that I'm going to need to point out, that the guy who plays Kang, Trent Ramirez's name at the moment,
Jonathan Majors.
Jonathan Majors. Thank you. He's a great actor. Say what they say, what's going on with his current situation with the whole, anyways, arresting all that kind of stuff. I think he's definitely doing a good job into playing different individuals and versions of Kang.
I think so too.
So, with that being said, I feel like this is, of all the shows, recent Marvel shows that we have seen that have been really crappy, especially Secret Invasion. I'm still butthurt about that.
Oh, it sucked. I do
feel like this show, I think they're putting more effort into, well, I guess they did put more effort into it because it's a big name, right? It's Loki, it's one of the characters, the big characters from the original Marvel Universe. But I definitely think this is going to play a big part into what's going to happen with the new future films when it comes to Secret Invasion and the last Kang Dynasty as well.
You mean Secret Wars?
Oh, yeah. There are, yeah, Secret Wars. Yes. See, it's still in my head. I haven't recovered.
Yeah, it's... well, I mean... Go ahead. There's a lot of questions in this... in this show, and I mean questions that are good, that I hopefully they get answered, but some of the questions that or I guess there are some decisions that were made that so far that I don't understand why they did it, because like we'll talk about a bit of a spoilers here because it's already been 2 days. I don't care. I forget her name, but the lady who was with Miss Minutes. What's her name?
Ravonna?
Ravonna, yeah. So she has been made out now to be like this big, big antagonist. You get some revelations about her and He Who Remains. And in episode 4, they're just like, it looks like she's going to do something big and then bloop, that doesn't happen. And I don't know what they're going to do with her. What's going to happen with her, but it doesn't sound like anything good. And it felt kind of a waste on that. I kind of wanted her there. But again, I don't know if she's going to come back, but it looks, as far as I know, it looks like she's not going to, at least for what happened.
I think that she is. I think it's not the last part we've seen of her. But think about it, like, even the end of this episode, it was a cliffhanger that, like, I have no idea what they're going to do next. Like, I can't predict anything because it felt like a hard reset.
Yeah, I don't know where they're going to go with this because, we're in the spoilers right now, because, like, the biggest thing, and I laughed at this, but, like, they have to put in the thingamabob that that they made. And Victor Timely, yes? Did I say it right?
Yeah.
He's the one that decides to go into that space place that Mobius did in the first episode to put this in. And so as soon as the door opens and as soon as he starts running, he dies. And I laughed. I was like, what the freak just happened? I was like, I was not expecting that. And they're like, it's too strong at the time. Whatever they called it is too strong, and now no one can go in there. No one can survive this. And so, essentially, the world is the universes, the TVA, whatever space or that they're occupying is basically gone now. That's how it ends. And just and Nine is like, I don't know how they where they're gonna go from this, like. I mean, what do you think is going to happen, Japan? Because I honestly have no idea. I'm like, I don't know where they go from here.
Well, there is the concept in this particular season about the, what's it called? The serpent eating itself. What's Ouroboros? Is that the word?
Sure.
They use the mythology of that serpent eating itself.
Yeah,
this is basically the whole concept of this season. But I do think that they're going to do some kind of hard reset of everything because everything is on a loop. And they're basically going to explain my assumptions of how things came to be and provide a little more context of what Kang, who he really is, what his backstory, which we kind of found out already-ish, but what makes him to become the villain that he's going to be. That's my assumption.
I just wonder,
I have no idea, because I think everything is all over the place.
Because
playing with time, it's always confusing. It can be really convoluted as well, too.
Yeah, because they're essentially outside of time, right? The TV is outside of time. That's why Mobius, they've been working for hundreds of years because time doesn't affect them. So they could be doing their job for however long, eons. So it's kind of weird. I don't know what this means when this explodes, when the universe explodes.
Well, too, because it could be all a facade, you know, how this... Because we know that Kang, it's also very mischievous.
Uh-huh.
From what we're able to see. So maybe there are some things that we thought to be true that it could also be a lie.
That could, but I don't know. So I'm excited to see next week's episode, to see what they do with that.
See, and the fact that it's creating that... And I was looking at Twitter or X, whatever you call it. People are talking
Twitter. So much about it.
It's still, people are becoming very responsive. And the viewership records for this show I've been doing pretty good. Which, I don't know. I know maybe this was done in the past of the way they prepared this show, but it's keeping people intrigued. It's not your Secret Invasion. It's not your Ms. Marvel. It feels very special and something that they actually spent some time to take care of. But we'll see. It's not over yet. They could pull something completely horrendous at the very end. But as of now, it feels like there's something intriguing about it.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to see what happens there, because I'm not sure. So, but... Yeah. Well, can't wait for episode 5. We'll see what happens. Let's see here. Sorry, just got a call. It's kind of weird doing this over Discord, because then I get tons of distractions sometimes. But anyway, so I have one final thing before we end today. We were going to do one final Halloween thing, but I got busy and didn't get to finish what I wanted to do. But I did want to show you guys something that I saw, and I don't know how much you know about this, but I had to show you, because I don't know if any of you seen it or know much about it. But for those of you that are just listening, because we're not streaming this or doing a video podcast, I'm going to share my screen right now with Japorian and with Mr. Mister, and I wanted to talk a little bit about this thing that I've been seeing on TikTok, on Instagram, and I was like, what the heck is going on? So I don't know if you've seen this or not, but there's this video of this little chibi girl dancing.
Oh, this with the cars.
Yeah, so we'll talk about it in just a minute. There's this chibi girl that's dancing, right?
Yeah, but I see it with the cars, and they say hip hop, so it's a lot cooler.
No, the first time that I ever saw this, I was on Instagram, and this girl is singing. I don't know what she's singing about, but she's singing, and she does this little. The guy edits it so it looks like she's shooting a beam, and she shoots a beam and kills Trunks, and then she does another dance, and then she turns around and shoots another beam and kills Piccolo. And then she does another one where she shoots Goku and then shoots Vegeta. And I was like, what the fudge is going on? That's just the edit that this person made. But that's how I was introduced to this song. Okay?
Okay.
So some backstory. So that's how I was introduced to the song. And I was like, oh, cool. And I thought it was just this little short that someone did. Right? And then curiosity got to me, which I'm so sad it did. But curiosity got to me, and I was like, I wonder, where did this song come from? Where is this coming from? So I looked around, because all I could find was just people posting either the one that I saw, or they're posting little 10-second videos, or how Miss Mister saw, she's she's edited into like a car video or something, and she's not singing the song, but she's singing something else, or lip syncing something else. I was like, I have no idea what's going on. So I found some information. So to give some backstory, so there is this, and maybe Mr. Mr. knows this, but there's this VTuber. Her name is Shigure Ui. And she does is VTubing and stuff like that. But apparently, last year, so 2022, she came out with like an album, right? So now she's a singer, and so she has a lot of these different songs. And with one of these songs, she has this character called Ui-chan, which is her. And in this particular song that I'm going to show you, she's singing as if she were her 9-year-old self.
Okay. Weird.
Weird. It gets weirder. Before I even show you this, so I found out that, so it gained popularity this year. More popular now. It gained a lot of popularity. And apparently in Japan, from what I understand, is the NHK found out about this song. They heard the lyrics and basically said, okay, this is banned. You cannot air this song at all on their broadcasting channel. Now I was like, what the heck is this song talking about? I can only piece maybe two or three things here and there. I know she says Oni-chan at one point. I'm like, okay, maybe that's a bad sign because she's 9-year-old. She's talking about this. I don't know what's going on here. So basically I found the full song with the English. No, I'm just explaining with the English subtitles. So for those of you that are listening, I will be saying what the subtitles say while the song is playing. All right? Then we'll talk about it. Okay?
Okay.
I'm turning out just a little bit on my end. So if Mr. in Japan, if you want to turn yours up or whatever. But anyway, as the song's playing, I will say what the subtitles say. So anyway, here we go. I'm playing it. Lonely, the lowly, lowly god descends to earth. If I ring this bell, this will happen. This is the requiem of salvation. And she's holding a security buzzer. Turn up a little bit. She says, if you touch me, you'll get arrested. This is for big kissy roll call. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm sorry. Hurry. Huh? I can't hear you. You're sorry. Divine purge is the lowly god's requiem. In the future, I don't want one such as you to ever like me. Wash your mouth with muddy water. Let's meet in court, okay? Come, Mr. Policeman, take him away. This pitiful person who's delusional and has no redeeming qualities. Ui-chan, hold on, Ui-chan. Do you dare show how you are to your parents? Thank you. Good job. The lowly god descends to earth. Really, take precautions against these dangerous guys. If you're not a decent person, please go and disappear quickly. Lovely, the lowly god descends to earth. If I ring this bell, this will happen. You kind and amazing Oni-chan. Hey, come and sleep in this paradise. This is weird. And I,
what the heck?
Yeah. I know. I was like, what the fudge is going on here? So this was released last year around May. I'd never heard all of this song, but yeah, when I saw the transcript, like, what the heck is this talking about? They're talking about Loli, right? Which is never a good sign. But then again, when I told you that she is singing the song as if she were herself 9 years old. Weird. And she's basically talking about, don't touch me, or if you do, yeah, I'm going to ring this bell, which I guess is like a, I don't know if it's a rape whistle or buzzer. I don't know. I know that Japan has like a huge issue with like guys touching girls when they shouldn't be. So it would not surprise me if they've made some sort of buzzer or something to alert people around them that they're being touched inappropriately. But I heard the song and people are blowing it up. They're proposing everyone. I'm like, this is weird. I really wish I didn't know what she was saying, but I'm glad I did so I'd know not to, because I am, my idea was like, you know what, I want to try my I want to try doing animation. So my idea was like, I'm gonna animate Mrs. Chibi doing this dance, and then I found out what the songs were. Like, okay, nope, I don't want to do this. That's a bad idea.
Well, I'm glad you actually checked for that rather than just doing it and because, oh, it sounds cool, and then do it, right? But
I honestly thought it was two different songs because the parts that I've seen is like the part where she's singing about, she counts the 1, 2, 3, 4 and says, and the people say, I'm sorry. And then the last part is the other two parts that I've seen. I thought they were two separate songs, but I didn't know they were together until I actually saw and found this. So.
Dang.
Super weird. Start, I know.
I didn't know we did this in the podcast.
And again, it was so bad it got banned. So I don't understand. I don't know how people like get these ideas. I know people want to be original with songs. They're like, let me do it in the perspective of this thing, or let me do a perspective of a woman, or perspective of a killer. You know, right? Because like there's a genre of music in Mexico where they do these songs like for the cartel, like if they were the cartel or like glamorizing the cartel life, right? So I understand like that they want to be original, but this was just kind of weird because already the whole Loli thing I have an issue with. People are like, no, it's not because they're young, it's just the fact that they're I don't even know. I don't want to get into that, but that's the whole thing. Like the whole Loli thing, I'm not a big fan of, but she's like, well, I'm gonna make this song as if I'm 9 years old, and if you do this, this was gonna happen. So I don't know. Thoughts?
Well, I mean, I don't care. Just it's funny, but I mean, I wasn't looking at it for the music. I just saw the animation. It's funny.
All right, but you need context.
No, I don't need context. I'm a simple man.
Well, in reality, that's why a lot of people that don't speak the language, they just watch. Like, oh, sounds cute. Let's do it. Like for your example, like yeah, I should make a video of this until you listen to the lyrics. So for the normal goer or the normal enjoyer, they don't probably really care. They think it sounds cute.
Would you have wanted me to make you this Mr. That was my idea, to make a chibi version of you doing this. See,
well,
context.
Now that I know the context, okay. But it's not like I would want you to animate me, anyways.
I do want to animate you. Your chibi is so cute.
Okay, but you can do it for a different song.
Well, this song was blowing up.
Song, not for a girly song, too.
But don't look at the lyrics. That's the goal.
No, not a girly song either.
Wait, it's not the first time that me looking up the lyrics for a song in a language I don't fully understand made me not like the song. For different reasons. Like, I don't like the song for Cheer Up from Twice. I think it's a horrible song. The only reason is because of the lyrics. Yeah, no, but I said for a different reason. I don't like the song because of the lyrics on the way that they're. But anyway, that's a whole different thing. I'm just saying that me when I found out the lyrics, I'm like, oh yeah, no, I don't want this. I'm just using an example. We're not here to discuss this, okay? That's for a whole other video. Which, actually, by the way, no, we need to do.
But still, like. Think about this, though. Like, the fact that nobody has actually did too much, well, if it's been all over social media, nobody has actually had a talent to, like, oh, let me see what they actually say here.
We got to...
Let me just play it.
Raise awareness. This is why we do this on Chibino Podcast first. Tell the people.
This is the dumbest thing. This is the thing that bugs me, too. Like, right now, it's like, oh, you don't have to be political correct. You have to make sure you don't offend anybody. La, 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 la. And then they, like, oh, this is cute. Let's do it. And without even knowing, they're actually being part of the problem themselves, which is the dumbest thing ever.
I know. It is.
Right? It is so dumb. So dumb.
Yeah, it is so bad.
They actually got me thinking, because I actually saw something else. And it kind of relates to what we're talking about here. But this is basically somebody actually shared AI dubbing. and you probably heard this, probably seen it. They show a interview that they did for, what's her name? Zendaya. She was in an interview on an American show. And they did they show a recording of her speaking English upon a story that she encountered. And right next to it, they use AI dubbing. And her voice sounds exactly the same, with the same intonations, but speaking Spanish.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I know that she doesn't speak Spanish 100%, right?
Yeah.
You seen it?
Yeah, I have seen that.
You have or not. But it got me thinking. Boom. If this actually becomes a thing, there won't be such thing as dubbers anymore. Or your like anime, video game, even music itself related to this will be like completely gone if they actually were to enforce this.
Well, I mean, we talked about this, right? That whole AI thing, like the fact that Disney was gonna basically own the rights to your face, so they just record you once, and no, they can put you in anything. Like AI in itself is just
more into like grabbing the exact voice intonation and just dubbing it yourself without actually you speaking the language.
Exactly, it's scary.
It is, but it's something that we need to be aware of. And I think if that were to be the case in this particular song, people were to know the lyrics. They're like, "Oh, maybe we shouldn't do this," or not, right?
It's true.
But it really—it's a messed up environment too, which got me questioning: is that going to be the end of dub actors, voice actors from a different?
No, there's going to be laws put into place so that won't happen. There's going to be people who abuse it for sure, but I mean, they'll be put into laws.
Think about this. Like, I'm starting a new show. Let's say I'm going to bring a show from Japan. Oh, I should, instead of just hiring dubbers, let me use AI to just convert the original audio into English.
Yeah, but if you're a person who, before you get signed on, owns the copy to your voice, like you yourself or your own voice.
It will be a technique using pulling what they already have, like the audio files in Japan, especially. I don't think Japan has anything regulated when it comes to this. That's so there wouldn't be any laws.
I mean,
I don't know.
Maybe, but from there, like imagine, like instead of just, I know this is going to be, it's going to trigger you right now. The voice of Goku. Boom. Oh, we don't need to bring the whatever the voice actor it is.
Actress.
From the American
audience. Oh,
the American. Actor, the actor. Yeah, let me just pull up AI to pick up the audio from Goku in Japanese and just translate that into English.
That would sound horrible. So nobody would want to listen to it.
Well, here's the thing. Like, they can make it sound so it doesn't sound like them having an accent, like having struggle or you know, how Japanese, how they do it in the anime, how they do like the way that they pronounce English words, like very onomatopoeia type of way or phonetic way. Sorry, that's what I meant, phonetic way. Like they could get rid of that and just be like, this is how they would sound in English, but with the Japanese voice actors.
They have done it. They've done like where like Luffy sings a song in English or in Spanish and all that stuff. They've done all that stuff.
Yeah, so that's the thing.
With that, yeah, there's like, you probably heard some mashups of different singers singing in a different language using AI.
Esther from Linkin Park singing the Dragon Ball Z intros in Spanish or in Japanese, right? Perfectly.
Okay, so you heard that, right? What do you feel like? Did they think they did a pretty good job accurately?
Yeah, but the thing is, when you do it so accurately, it's you can tell it's fake.
Right. Well, no, but here's the thing. Like, if you're doing, look, just talking about dubbing specifically, if you do this for dubbing, like, the people that watch it, okay, there's always going to be people who watch in Japanese with English subtitles that if they were to do it in English, but just have the same voice actor, like, with AI, but make it be English, they still have some issues. But that way, like, there would be no complaint about the actors, like, oh, I don't like the actors, they don't sound real enough. Be like, no, it is. It's the exact same actor. They're just, now it's in English. And it's the exact same way that they raise the voice.
I would love to see that happen. I would love to see the actor who's a Japanese voice actor, but the whole episode is AI dubbed or subbed, whatever you want it to be. The original Japanese voice actor is AI, though, for this episode. And then they translate that person to English. And then they're like, yeah, but do you feel like the realness from, you know, let's say Ichigo. The person who's voicing Ichigo just sounds real. It's like, you know, that's a robot that's using that voice for this episode, right? That wasn't the real... It's like, no, it's like, no, that was fake. So there's no difference for you. You're just a dumbass. Go fuck yourself.
Right. If AI it becomes like really accurate, they just pull
the it will be. It just takes time, but.
Right. Know. I
think it's not fair for people who want to become voice actors and all that stuff. Like, I can understand it for low quality stuff. Like, let's say, like, YouTubers are doing, like, abridged. Series of stuff where they're like, oh, I want to make an abridged Attack on Titan or whatever the newest anime is, whatever some hot new anime is. They want to do that, but they don't have voice actors, so they can just, you know, if they're smart enough, they can do do those voices, and then that's
like,
it.
Imagine, I don't have to, like, get different dubbers in different languages. I can just use
a software. Yeah, but if people find that out, a lot of people will most likely not want to watch it, especially if it's like, It just wouldn't work that way. It would be really shitty. Like, there's
even though if it were to be like really bad, I think people will be
People will be curious. They'll watch stuff, but they won't stick around for that.
Yeah, but listen to what you were saying. Like, if you okay for the abridged thing, they could take the voice of the actual actor and then use it as AI. But that's the whole thing. Is the whole debate about it is that people can do that. They can take someone's voice and use it however they want. They can manipulate however they want to make it sound sad, angry, whatever they want. And that's the whole issue, right? Is do we want AI to be part of, or what restrictions are we going to have, if any, for AI to be involved in movies and in all this other stuff? Because if we start not having any restrictions at all, then basically they, like you said, they don't have to pay a voice actor that much, or if at all. All they would maybe just need is like a few lines, and then from that they can take their likeness, the way that they say things, and just make the anime or whatever with just that. That's the scary thing.
When it comes to computer, the visuals, sure, you can like tell when you look at it, but audio, the more that we progress, the more advanced it's going to be, to the point you can't even tell the difference if it's actually been like it's a machine or not. I know people on YouTube, they're able to test it out. Somebody did that and it sounded like the original voice, because it was their voice in a different language, but it wasn't 100% accurate. But it's something to consider, especially when it comes to all of these changes that are happening. And I'm just thinking, like, maybe like 5 years from now, maybe even less than that, like the newest episode of, let's say, Spy Family, it will already be, who knows, but you'll be able to hear the voice of Anya with the original voice actress in English. Even though she doesn't speak English, using the AI system.
Or Spanish or whatever language.
Yeah, whatever language. In the same way that with the same original voice actress in many different languages as well.
Yeah, it's a scary, scary thing.
At the same time, it will be able to provide additional context and people will be able to understand the lyrics before making a video like this.
Yeah, but then you could also do that probably for like music too. Like you're singing, like, oh, I can't pronounce this thing. I'm just gonna have AI do it in my voice.
That need of learning a language.
There'd be no reason to learn language. I don't know. AI is a scary thing. It's a scary slope. That's all I know. It's a scary slope, and it's Skynet. We see what happens. We saw Judgment Day. Okay. We know what's going to happen. We're eventually going to have robots. They're going to turn on us, and we're going to be extinct. We have to send someone back to stop us from doing that. You already know this, Japorion.
Halloween team, 1 point.
It's scary. No!
What? That would be great. That would be like a good sampling episode for the new Halloween special.
That would be. But, scary stuff. But yeah, that's all I had. I think Mr. Mercer, I think he stepped away. I don't know if he's back yet or not. He's still on mute.
He got so mad about his anime dubbing. No, they can't replace my English voice actors.
They can't.
No, I don't give a shit about that anymore. I got over it. I'm just over it. There's just stuff back here. I'm just done.
All right.
Well, anyway, guys, thanks for listening. Remember, you can listen to this episode on Podomatic or on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, anywhere where you listen to podcasts, it's going to be there, I promise you. You can follow us on our social media, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, at Chibino Podcast, capital C, capital N, capital P. You can follow us on Twitch, Chibino Podcast. You can follow us also on our YouTube channel, Chibino Podcast, where we'll be posting up more videos and possibly be moving other stuff to that platform. But anyway, thanks so much, guys. We will talk to you next time. This is David the Smash Fan.
Mr.
Deporian.
And this is Chibino Podcast.